today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
Today, Wednesday, 29th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 22nd of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and 13th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar, you listen to today's special. And, of course, we open Allah's book at the first step of this program and listen to verse 75 of chapter An-Nisa, then we learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
And what is the matter with you, that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women and children, who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people, and appoint for us from yourself a protector, and appoint for us from yourself a helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the previous verse, the believers have been invited to a holy struggle. The verse has emphasized on the faith of Allah and the day of resurrection, with the reasoning of gain and loss, but this verse invites them towards holy struggle, basing on stimulating the humanities. It inquires, why do you not struggle in the way of Allah and for the oppressed and defend less men and women and children who are captured in the grips of tyrants? Do your humanities let you to be silent and watch these pathetic scenes?
Salamullahi ya Quds, fidaki ar-ruh wa an-nafs. Salamullahi ya Quds, fidaki ar-ruh wa an-nafs. Mihadu ad-din wa at-taqwa, salamul hubb wa an-najwa. Wa hal ya Quds la naqwa. Mihadu ad-din wa at-taqwa, salamul hubb wa an-najwa. Wa hal ya Quds la naqwa. وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس.
Our topic is about standing against oppression. And as you know, Islam is often considered to be a religion of peace, goodwill, understanding, and good faith. However, true followers of Islam will regard fighting back for the sake of honor, justice, and the religion they regard as sacred. The Prophet's life serves as an example of heroic virtue paired with selfless compassion and love, which is his ideal. Muslims can be mindful of the oppression that can be observed around them and, whenever possible, fight back against such malicious acts. One act uses words and intellect, or push for justice through the legal system if it is feasible. All these practices may be considered as fighting against oppression.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance, and what do we mean by Islamic resistance. The fourth element and constituent of the logic of resistance founded by our magnanimous Imam is related to the Quranic part of the Divine Promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, has promised in numerous ayahs or verses of the Holy Quran that the advocates of the truth will be ultimate victors. There are numerous ayahs and verses which confirms this. They might have to make some sacrifice, but they will not suffer defeat at the end. They will be victorious on the scene. They will make some sacrifice, but they will not be frustrated. Our dear listeners and audience who are interested in the discussion and those who are interested in the Quran should refer to and deliberate on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 52, verse 42, "Or do they intend a plot? But those who defy Allah are themselves involved in a plot." They think that they are preparing the ground for plotting against the front of the truth and resistance, but they do not know that there is a plot being hatched against them on the basis of divine nature and tradition.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Let's go for rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that he said, "One who hears the call for help of his believing brother in trouble and has the capability to help him, and he removes his sorrow and fulfills his needs due to this, there would be 72 blessings for him from the Almighty Allah. One of it would reach him earlier and help him in his life, and 71 blessings would be stored for him in terrible circumstances and conditions of Qiyamah. As for dua for the Master of Time is among the types of help of His Eminence by the tongue." The explanation of this is that helping means taking steps regarding something which would in reality or in the view of the help one remove harm from him or convey some benefit to him by someone who is helping him. And this topic is proved in the case of dua for our master, the master of the time, because many traditions in all reliable books confirm this matter.
They've been calling, they've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now on my pain? Thought you'd share.
From the speech of the leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we choose this part. Muslims have the upper hand in the issue of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is the primary issue of the world of Islam. He said, the issue of Palestine is the primary issue of the world of Islam. Fortunately, on the issue of Palestine, Muslims have gradually gained the upper hand. You should take a look at the events of the 50-day war in Gaza and see how a limited number of Palestinians who did not have powerful weapons, enough resources and means of communication managed to defeat the Zionist regime, which is the symbol of Western power in the region. This shows that we are strong on the inside. We have many capabilities. We can challenge every enemy and we can defend ourselves. We should not underestimate our power, the power of Islam, the power of Holy Quran, the power of faith, and the power of Islamic Ummah is a great power. This power should not be underestimated because it can resist oppression. We do not intend to dominate the world. Rather, we intend to condemn and resist oppression of arrogant governments that bully Muslim nations. We intend to resist oppression, and we can.
Stand with the resistance. The international, the Zionist regime is violating international law. But they have a blank check. The people of Gaza were told that they have 24 hours to evacuate. To go where? Where are they going to go? It's the largest air-free, it's the largest air-free prison in the world. They were told that they have to go south. The people in North Gaza have to move south. They have to evacuate. And would you imagine, as they are evacuating, they don't know where to go. They are being bombed by Israel. Using what? Using white phosphorus. Go look up the effects that white phosphorus has on people. Genocide. Believe me, if we were just to change the words and say that Russia is doing this against Ukraine, all of these munafiqeen, they would come out and say that this is genocide. They would all come out. But these people, they don't fear God. They fear Israel more than they fear God. If they had fear of God, if they had conscience, they wouldn't have this double standard. They would be able to see the humanity of the Palestinians.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
That this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.